So this is a test. I'm building a new server. The server provider discontinued one version of my server, so I had to copy and paste. One reason I keep it so simple is because it's easy to just copy and paste the videos and the images, open up another server, and then send them over. But now what I'm testing is an upload program from the phone to see if this will upload directly to the server. So YouTube is going to have to just be neutral stuff with links to videos that are not politically correct. This whole thing is crazy. What was I thinking about? Oh, communication. Communication. Somebody told me last week, they said something about they're not communicating. Well, if you're not communicating, business is dead, marriage is dead, society's dead, everything's dead. If there's no communication, it means it's dying. There's something dying, you know? It's dead or dying, one. Communication is the lifeblood of the human because everything's a word. Jesus is the word and everything is a word. When you look at something, you're communicating. When you listen, you're communicating. Your body language is communicating. Sign language. Everything is communication. Communion, together, water vessel, union. C-O-M, together, M, water vessel, union, communion. So everything is communion. Shaking hands, bumping elbows. When you look at somebody, you're actually communicating with the universe too. The universe is communicating with you and you're communicating with the universe, because what is the universe? The universe is a construct in the mind of God. The universe is a construct in the mind of God. So whether it's 2D, 3D, 5D, 7D, 11D, it's all communication. So you're in communion at all times with something. And the secret is to not commune with devils, because if you don't commune with devils, then you can walk in the spirit a lot easier. Let me say it again. Everything is communion. Everything. You're communicating with the universe. You're communicating with your cat, your dog. Everything is communication. Because when you hit something, it hits back, right? Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So when you communicate with somebody, boom. Now this is a secret right here. So when the narcissist Jezebel tries to communicate with you and do a pride war or do a drama war, you don't commune with them. You just walk away. You die. You die daily. So when you die to the narcissist Jezebel, they can't feed off of that. They only can commune what's in them. A person can only commune with what level they're at or what's in them. So a narcissist Jezebel can only commune in the flesh mind. So they are throwing out communication frequencies of lower level. And if you die and you don't respond, you don't commune. You do the gray rock, you do the flat face or whatever. You don't get upset, you don't get up. They can't commune with you. You don't commune with devils. You understand what I'm saying? The archangel told the devil, "The Lord rebuke you." He didn't want to commune about the body of Moses. The archangel was smart enough not to commune about, to debate the devil about where the body, because the devil's doing, the devil's throwing fear darts and doubt. The devil was trying to get that archangel to believe a lie. Just like the devil tried to get Eve to believe a lie. So these master manipulators are trying to commune with you to see what lie you can believe and try to find some kind of open door. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't even know if I could upload. It's getting so bad. You know, this is so neutral right here. This is just, it's not neutral to the unsaved, but it's neutral. It's just truth that we know as believers. I don't even know if I can upload. It's getting so bad that you can't upload something that the hive doesn't like, right? It's a hive mind. And it's growing. You can actually see it when you study the cryptocurrencies. It's called cryptocurrency for a reason, because it's cryptic. It's the hive. It's dead. Long story short, this whole thing is getting ridiculous. So I'm gonna try to make it to. I already found a chat program called Discord. I've already signed up for it. I gotta figure out how to add it to the server though. Other than that, we can create our own network of communication in the truth, you know.